0623. Friends, welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they are, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, fibromyalgia, eczema, migraine, headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your calls here on The Bright Side of 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you've got a success story, how nutrition has helped you or your loved ones, or if you just want to chime in and contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the fine longevity products, and we have articles and videos. Make sure you take a look at my 8 chapters of good nutrition video. It'll give you some of the ideas that we talk about, some of the concepts that we talk about here on The Bright Side every day. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Angela or Frank or Danette at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. They're friendly and knowledgeable and know all about the longevity products, and they can help you if you want to join the longevity business and make a little bit of money selling products. They can help you understand how to do that. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. Click on that link and somebody will get back to you with information about the products or about the longevity business. Okay, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side, folks. Last time we were here, we left off talking about the importance of these really interesting water-soluble fat compounds called ketones, K-E-T-O-N-E-S. Ketones are really kind of curious molecules. They're produced by the body as a byproduct of fat burning, whether that fat burning comes from when sugar is dramatically reduced or whether that fat burning comes from a high-fat diet. Either low sugar or high fat, you'll end up going into fat burning. If you burn enough fat, you can produce these compounds called ketones. If you do it long enough or correctly enough, you can go into something called ketogenesis. This is produced by the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet has been used for about 90 years or so to treat seizures and to treat epilepsy. But you can use the ketogenic diet to fuel your brain, to fuel your heart. During fasting, the body is burning its own fat. And ultimately, these ketone molecules are going to be produced. We're all going through ketone production at night and during fasting that occurs between meals during the day. So this idea of producing these special molecules, these ketones, which your brain can run on and your heart can run on and your muscles can run on, very important for stabilizing brain chemistry for seizure disorders. This ketogenic diet or ketone production occurs as a normal part of our daily living. But we can accelerate ketone production if you have seizure disorders or you have a kid who has seizure disorders. That might be something that you want to do by going on a super, super low carbohydrate diet, almost zero carbohydrates, high fat, and adequate amounts of protein. Fasting will also get you to produce some ketones. Ketones, as we talked about last time, can also help help cells clean themselves out, help improve cell detoxification. There's a process that cells go through called autophagy, which means self-eating, and that's basically where a cell secretes enzymes that destroy old, unused intracellular parts, intracellular components. How cool is that, by the way, that the cell has its own built-in intelligence that can target old, decrepit cellular material for destruction and then chemically dissolve those old materials with enzymes without affecting the healthy parts, without affecting the healthy structures? Can you imagine if your car could target and destroy old and rusty components without affecting the good components and then rebuild new components from scratch? If our car or our computers or our home appliances ever did something like that, we wouldn't hesitate to call that a miracle, yet that is exactly what happens during this process that is supported by fasting and dietary choices. This happens on a moment-to-moment basis in the body. That's why I begin every program here on the Bright Side by saying, it may seem like a miracle. It sure does seem like a miracle to me, folks. The more I learn about biochemistry, the more miraculous it seems to me, but it's no miracle. It's just the way the body works. This is what I mean when I say the processes of the body that are normal and everyday occurrences, they seem like miracles. Even though in reality these miracles are just the way the body, just the way the organs, just the way ultimately all of the cells in our body work. Simply business as usual, standard operating procedure of the life force, which I call the divine force. So ketones can be important for brain health, for heart health, for cell health. Ketones can be important for your fingernails too. Ketones are so energetically active that they make great nail polish remover. In fact, most nail polish remover does contain ketones, a special ketone called acetone. When I was working in the Blistex lab many years ago, we used to get wax and sticky stuff on the beakers, and my job as an intern, my job was to be the guy that got to wash the beakers. One of my jobs, anyway, was to be the guy that washed the beakers. Well, I learned pretty quickly that you could use ketones to get your beakers squeaky clean. According to Dr. Michael Eads, writing his book Protein Power, which is basically a go-to reference guide for information about protein. It's called Protein Power, written by Dr. Michael Eads, E-A-D-E-S. Great, great protein book. And it really is my personal protein reference guide, Protein Power. He talks about ketones in his book as being the preferred source of fuel for your adrenal glands, your preferred source of fuel for your stress glands, in addition to being the preferred source of fuel for skeletal muscle and also being very important for brain health and for heart health. By the way, this adrenal connection is very, very important, and it's why one of the best things that you could do for your body is make sure that you're taking care of your adrenal glands by eating less refined carbohydrates and less fried fats. The less refined carbohydrates you eat, the more likely you're going to be to produce ketones. The more ketones you're producing, the better off it's going to be for your adrenal glands, in addition to for your skeletal to being better for your skeletal muscle and your heart and your brain as well. It's almost countless the many, many ways staying away from fast-burning, refined carbohydrates can be beneficial for your health. So if you want to be more of a fat burner, if you want to go on a ketogenic diet for some kind of seizure disorder, if you have a history of heart disease, or just for general health improvement, and you're not feeling like you're not feeling as good as you want to feel, you're going to want to make sure that you're watching your carbohydrate intake. You're going to want to make sure that you're getting enough quality protein. Around half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight is a good place to be. I like using protein powders because it makes it easier to get an accurate measurement of the protein that you're getting. And of course, the best protein going by far and away is whey protein for many, many reasons. And I'm going to say that again. That's so important. The absolute premium best protein you're ever going to find next to human mother's milk is whey protein. And there's many, many reasons for that. Unless you have a intolerance to whey protein, and some people do, some people can't handle whey protein. And by the way, if you're one of those folks that thinks you can't handle whey protein, try taking your whey protein with a bunch of digestive enzymes. Get yourself on those ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Try taking four or five enzyme pills, and then do your whey protein. Many people find that if they have food allergies, they have intolerances to, say, whey protein or other compounds, other foods. By taking in digestive enzymes, you can actually protect yourself from some of the untoward reactions that can result from food allergies. So it doesn't always work. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but it's sure worth a try. All right, I'm going to give you some other ideas about how to get yourself on the ketogenic diet, produce ketones, and take your phone calls as well at 866-582-9933. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm your host, nutritional pharmacist Ben. If you like what you hear, we're here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at BrightSideBen.com, where you'll find a shopping cart with all the longevity products, as well as articles and videos. If you want to learn more about the products, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nassima at 866-735-2470. We're talking about ketones, K-E-T-O-N-E-S. Ketones are byproducts of fat burning, and they've got some interesting properties of their own. You can use them in nail polish remover. They are used in nail polish remover. They're also used, acetone and ketones are also used by the body to produce energy, especially by the heart, the brain, the skeletal muscle system. The adrenal glands can benefit from ketones as well. If you're interested in producing more ketones or getting on the ketogenic diet, the key is to restrict or eliminate refined carbohydrates, all carbohydrates really, as much as possible. You can get plenty of energy, folks, from protein, and you can get plenty of energy from fat. Fat is really your preferred source of energy. The body does not have a real need for getting sugar in the diet. The body can make sugar from fat, can make sugar from protein, for that matter. So up in the protein, using protein powders. I like whey the best. If you have a problem with whey protein, you may want to try some digestive enzymes before you just throw the whey protein out. Because if you can take whey protein, it really is by far the most important, the most functional of all the protein all the forms of protein that you can get. Hemp seed protein is okay. Egg protein is great. Not so much egg protein powders as much as real eggs. Eggs are very, very sensitive, and in the processing of eggs to make protein powder, you can lose some of the protein value. You can actually get some untoward, unhealthy compounds in the processing. In the processing of egg protein, some unhealthy compounds can be produced. So, if you're going to use egg protein, best to use real eggs. Use the eggs, the yolks as well as the white. The yolks as well as the white. There's actually more protein in the yolk than there is in the white, although, of course, the white is basically pure protein. The yolks are a tremendous source of nutrients. In addition to being a good source of protein, magnesium and essential fats and enzymes and lecithin, so many great things in egg yolks. I always cringe when I see people just doing egg whites and throwing out the egg yolks. That's a tragic waste of a good, of great nutrition, of a real solid nutritional form of food that egg yolk is. So eat the egg yolk and eat the egg white if you're going to be getting your protein from eggs. Try not to scramble the yolk, though. The fats in the yolk are very sensitive, so try to keep the yolk intact. Use maybe poached eggs or soft-boiled eggs. Fish is probably a good source of protein, although these days with our poisoned oceans and with fish farming, you actually need to be a little bit careful with fish, too. You're also, of course, if you're going to try to produce ketones and if you're going to go into this ketogenic diet, you're going to want to make sure that you're getting a lot of good fat. Make sure you're supplementing generously with essential fatty acids. Use digestive enzymes. If you have a fat absorption problem, use lecithin. If you have a fat absorption problem, take bile salts if you have a fat absorption problem. Take your essential fatty acids with fatty foods, and that will also help. Use fatty foods like almond butter and cashew butter and olives. Butter, regular plain butter, has a good source of specialized fats. Eggs are a good source of fats. Sardines, anchovies, salmon, herring, mackerel, other fatty fish. Those are all great fatty food choices. This is basically what I eat personally. I have a lot of folks ask me what I eat, and I don't really eat a lot of calories, but I try to concentrate on fatty foods like olives and fish. And then I try to concentrate, of course, on whey protein and fish protein as well. Some people recommend bacon and hamburgers and fatty meats. Dr. Atkins was very famous for saying, well, you should lower your insulin, make sure you're eating lots of bacon and hamburgers. And his point was that you want to be eating more protein and more fat. But he was probably not correct when he was saying that you should be eating more protein and more fat from hamburgers and from fatty meats and from bacon. So I personally would be staying away from these kind of food choices, although if you really, really must partake in a hamburger, it's probably not the end of the world, although you probably don't need the bun. Just eat the hamburger and try not to mix the hamburger with the cheese. That's a really lousy combination, hamburgers and cheese, at least from a healthcare perspective, not so much maybe from a taste perspective. You know, all of us that think we like steaks and we like meat, it's not so much the steaks and the meat that we like as much as it is the combination of the steak and the meat with the fat. Nobody eats steak doesn't have a little bit of fat on it. If you ever had a steak that doesn't have any fat on it, it doesn't taste that good. It's the combination of the steak and the fat. It turns out that fat has a really interesting taste-enhancing property because fat helps food spread along your taste buds. When we like the taste of a food, what we're really talking about is that brief split second, or a couple of seconds anyway, where the food is contacting your taste buds on your tongue. So when we say we love a food, or when we fantasize about eating a food, or when we're focused on eating a food, what we're really focusing on, what we're really fantasizing about, is that brief flicker of time that the food is contacting the taste buds on your tongue. Well, you can amplify that taste by using fat. And anytime you mix fat with something else, especially when you mix fat with protein, you get an amplification of the taste of the protein. Same thing happens when you mix fat with spices or when you mix fat with salts. You get an amplification of the taste of the spice or of the taste of the salt. That's why one of the best food combinations going, especially if you're addicted to junk food, is going to be the combination of vegetables and oil and salt, or vegetables and oil and spices, or vegetables and oil and salt and spices, or vegetables and butter and salt and spices. The combination of veggies and some kind of fat and some kind of salt and spice is so delicious because the oils, the fats, amplify, explode the tastes of the spices and of the salts and of the vegetables and creates this taste sensation that's almost like an addictive phenomena. And in fact, it is an addictive phenomena, and chip manufacturers take advantage of this addictive phenomena. In fact, chip manufacturers understand that the combination of flavors and tastes, the combination of grains, which are basically sugar, and salt and spices, and oil, creates this combination of flavors and tastes that is literally addicting, and it's why we can't just eat one potato chip. But you can bypass the need for potato chips and chips by using vegetables, oils, and spices, and making your own snack food. Try it when you're driving. If you're one of those folks like me, every time I turn on the radio, I'm driving home from work, I feel like I got to eat something while I'm on the radio. I got this little addiction. And I used to do it a long time ago with chips and snack foods. Today I do it with pan-roasted Brussels sprouts, or with peas, or with string beans. Those are my three favorite vegetables. And I mix a lot of oil, and I mix a lot of sea salt, and I pop in those pan-roasted Brussels sprouts with the oil and the sea salt, and sometimes I'll put a little spice on top of that, and it is so delicious. It's way better than any chips could ever be, and it's a heck of a lot better for you as well. Tastes better, and it's better for you as well. And you don't need to fall for this idea that we have to have snack foods, and that we have to suffer, and that we have to do without. The notion of doing without is what really scares people from getting on a good nutritional supplement program. You don't have to feel like you need to use willpower. What you got to do is outsmart your drives. Hack into your body's taste chemistry. Hack into the taste chemistry by using vegetables and salt and spices and butter and oils, and you're actually not even going to want to do the French fries and the potato chips. If you want to really serious about getting into this fat burning idea, being a fat burner versus a sugar burner, if you're really serious about upping your production of ketones, you're going to want to start using something called MCT oil. MCT oil is amazing. Amazing fat, super helpful for producing ketones, super helpful for producing energy. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about health or nutrition, or if you want to contribute to the conversation today, 866-582-9933. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today. Got a bunch of folks on the line who want to talk to us at 866-582-9933. We'll try to get to all you guys. But first, I want to tell you about these MCT oils. MCT stands for medium chain triglyceride, MCT. If you want to get yourself on a fat-burning diet, if you want to start producing more ketones, you want to know about MCT oils. The chemical term for regular fats is triglycerides, and these triglycerides come in three sizes, short, medium, and long. Most of the fats that we eat are called long triglycerides or long chain fats, and these are transported through your lymph system. You need to have a healthy lymph system. We talk about that all the time, how important it is to keep your lymph moving. The lymph system is almost exactly like the blood system in the sense that the fluids move through the body like blood moves through the body, except the lymph doesn't have a pump. We're the pump. The heart has a pump, or the blood has a pump, and that's the heart. The lymph doesn't have a pump, and these lymphatic fluids have to move around through the body based on our muscle movements. If we have a sedentary lifestyle, if we're not moving around as much as we should, our lymphatic system can get clogged up, and this can be even more problematic if we have food or digestive disorders. So these long chain fats very often will not get transported or chemically modified or chemically used as well as they should. It requires a lot of work to process these long chain fats. However, medium chain fats, these so-called MCT oils, medium chain fats or medium chain triglyceride oils, are different from the longer oils because they don't need to be processed through the lymphatic system. So if you have any lymphatic problem, and many of us do, if you have a long-term digestive issue, if you've had chronic Crohn's disease or celiac disease or malabsorption issues, you can get energy directly from MCT oils in a way that you cannot from regular fats, because MCT oils get delivered directly from your digestive system to the liver. They bypass the lymph. They require no chemical modification. This means they don't require bile. So if you have any kind of bile problems, which many of us do, if you have gallbladder removed, if you have liver issues, all of this means that you're going to benefit from MCT oils. You're going to get more energy from MCT oils. And on top of everything else, folks, MCT oils are a great way to encourage the production of ketones. So if you have fat malabsorption issues, bile issues, gallbladder removed, fatty liver disease, or any kind of liver problems, malabsorption from the intestines, any of these issues, you will benefit by using MCT oils as a source of fats. You can get these MCT oils as a straight supplement, or you can get MCT oils from foods that contain saturated fats. Butter, lard, palm oil, these are good sources of MCT oils. Probably the best food source for MCT oils, however, is coconut oil, which is over 50% MCT oils and tastes great. I can't say enough good things about coconut oil. It's almost like a power food. Maybe it is a power food. If you subsist on, if you use almond butter or if you like cashew butter and you mix it with coconut oil, you will not only be providing your body with a great source of ketones, but you'll also be getting some protein, and you'll be indulging your taste buds in a big way too. If you want to sprinkle a little bit of raisins in there for some sweetness, it makes a delicious snack for kids. Cashew butter or almond butter mixed with some coconut oil and a few little raisins. Go easy on the raisins because they're, of course, going to be high in sugar, and it will defeat the purpose of producing ketones. However, it can improve the taste, and you don't need a lot of raisins because, remember, the fats will amplify the sweet taste of the raisins. So sprinkle a little bit of raisins in your almond butter, throw in some MCT oil. It's delicious, and it's a great way to get a quick burst of energy. For this reason, a lot of athletes and a lot of bodybuilders are using MCT oil. MCT oil supplements, and coconut oil too for that matter, as a way to get quick energy without having to resort to sugars and carbohydrates. And on top of everything else, you bypass that whole carnitine shuttle system that we talked about last week. These long chain fats that we usually get energy from require the carnitine shuttle system. Carnitine has to connect up with these long chain fats to allow them to be burnt. You don't have to worry about that if you're using MCT oils. It makes a great pre-workout energy treat, pre-workout energy boost. So if you're going to the gym in the morning and you don't want to sit and eat a full meal and you want to make sure that you're fat burning as opposed to sugar burning, get yourself on some MCT oils before you go in for your workout, and you'll get some energy from the MCTs, and then when the MCTs wear out, you can burn your own fat for energy and lose some weight too. So that's MCT oils. Coconut oil is my favorite way to get MCT oils, and they are a great way, as I say, for producing ketones in addition to being utilized for energy themselves. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go off to Texas and talk to John. What's up, John?
I was just asking. I'm a natural bodybuilder. Okay. I've been doing it for about 25 years now, so I'm in my 40s now. But okay. I'm really concerned about keeping my protein content high while staying on the I'm on the Youngevity products. This is actually my I was taking the Tangy Tangerine, and I just ran out. It's a great product, and I'm trying to further my knowledge of the product so I can implement most of them into my program now. I'm about 1.5 grams of protein per body weight.
Okay.
From eggs, Organic milk. I just ordered a bunch of natural, the real milk, obviously.
Cow's milk.
And that's right. Cow's milk.
Cow.
That's, right.
Where's your whey protein? How come you're not getting any whey protein?
No, I am getting. I am getting whey protein. I haven't actually tried the longevity parts. I use the J. Rob whey protein.
Okay, I know J. Rob.
Right now.
Yeah,
I use that one.
Good deal. I'm not sure about his protein, but what he has, but whey protein is probably the most important protein going. It's the most important protein going for everybody, but especially if you're bodybuilding, whey protein is important. I would be doing, Longevity has a couple of protein products. They've got the Slender FX, which has now been reformulated to be 70% whey protein. And then there's the Suzanne Summers protein, which is, the protein is all whey protein there. Personally, I like those products, but if you're using a lot of protein, if you're bodybuilding, if you're an athlete, you may just want to get the generic whey protein that you could find pretty much anywhere. Look for New Zealand whey. The New Zealand whey is going to be the best source of whey. If you're using the Longevity products, then I would be doing the Suzanne Summers protein. And as I say, I haven't tried the new Slender FX, which is now 70% whey, so I can't really speak to that yet. For those of you who are using Longevity, that might be something that you want to consider. For athletes and for bodybuilders who are taking in a lot of powder protein, and if you're doing a gram and a half and you're 200 pounds, you're looking at quite a bit of protein there. If you're doing a gram and a half per pound of body weight, that's 250 grams, that's 300 grams of protein a day. So you're going to need, you're going to probably want to do a more generic variety. Most people are taking around half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight. And if that's the case, then you can certainly use the Longevity protein. But if you're taking in lots and lots of protein, 300 grams a day, then it may be more cost effective for you to do a generic protein. I like the idea, though, of you balancing your protein intake with egg protein and with some other sources. As good as whey is, and it is a tremendous, tremendous source of protein, not only because of its protein value, but whey protein has got natural antibiotic compounds, it's got natural immune globulins in there, immune compounds that the mama cow passes on to the baby cow. Those are the same things that we could use as well. And so whey protein has other factors in addition to being a wonderfully absorbable source of protein, especially bodybuilding and muscle building proteins. But it's also a good idea to get your protein sources from mixed sources, from eggs, from pea protein, from hemp seed protein, and from fish as well. I'm going to continue this when we come back from our break. Stick with us, John. We're going to take a break and come back. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we'll be.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us. Our number is 866-582-9933. We've been talking about heart health for the last couple of weeks and began the program talking about ketones, and K-E-T-O-N-E-S is how you spell that, by the way. Ketones are modified fats that the body can use for energy, especially the heart and the brain can use for energy. The muscle system can use for energy. MCT oils, medium chain triglyceride oils, which you can buy as a supplement or you can get in butter or coconut oil, which is actually the best source that I know of MCT oils, can also be used for energy and can also be used to produce ketones. We'll continue talking about MCTs and some other ways that you can take care of heart disease. One, the main concept that I want to get across when we've been talking about cardiovascular health and heart health here for a couple of weeks now, the main point that I want to get across is that if you're on a blood-thinning drug, if you're on an antihypertensive drug, if you're on any kind of cardiovascular drug, it is not your only choice. You may be under the impression it's your only alternative to protect your heart. The doctor may have led you to believe that it's the only thing you can do to protect your heart. But my mission here on the Bright Side, at least for the next couple of weeks, is to let you know all of the different things you can do for your heart. Cardiovascular disease kills hundreds of thousands of people a year in this country. There's tens of millions of people a year who have cardiovascular disease. If you suffer from heart disease, drugs are not your only alternative. In fact, they are the worst alternative because of their horrible toxic profile. Cardiovascular and hypertensive drugs are among the worst drugs of all prescription drugs. And by no means are they your only choice. You have many alternative nutritional strategies that you can use. You can lower your insulin. You can protect your blood sugar. You can go on a ketogenic diet. You can use arginine. You can use carnitine. You can use magnesium, coenzyme Q10. We're going to be talking about all of these in the coming days. The B complex is very important. Look, if you're not on a nutritional supplement program and you have heart disease and you're on a prescription drug, you don't need to be on that drug because you have nowhere to go but up. Once you get yourself on a nutritional supplement program, if you're not supplementing, if you're eating the standard American diet and you have a heart issue, a cardiovascular issue, if you've had a heart attack or if they're telling you you're at risk for a heart attack, that means that you have all of these wonderful nutritional alternatives that you can use to protect yourself from heart disease. No drugs required, no side effects, no toxicities, no pharmacies, no waiting in line, no going to the doctor. I mean, it seems to me like a no-brainer, folks. If I had any kind of issues with my ticker and I wasn't on a nutritional supplement program and my doctor said, oh, you better get on a statin drug, I'd be heading to the health food store or calling my longevity rep. seeing how fast I could get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, how fast I could get on Coenzyme Q10, how fast I could get on whey protein, how fast I could start the ketogenic diet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's my message for you guys, folks. If you or a loved one is on a cardiovascular drug or an antihypertensive drug and you want to get off it, you have tons of alternatives in the way of non-toxic, gentle, and very effective nutritional supplementation. Okay, our number is 866-582-9933. We're talking to John in Texas. Are you still there, buddy? Do we have John still? John dropped off. Okay, so I want to just finish up talking about whey protein. Very, very important, not just for bodybuilding. It's important for every single health issue you can name. It's anti-cancer. It's great for your blood pressure. Of course, it will help build muscle as well. But did you know that the peptides, the small proteins in whey protein, can actually have blood-thinning activity? They can have anti-inflammatory activity. They can have anti-hypertensive activity. The small peptides, and these are small, tiny little protein pieces in whey protein, have antimicrobial and antiviral properties. They can combine with toxins. They can suppress your appetite. It's almost endless the benefits that you can get by using whey protein, and for the life of me, I can't figure out why not every single person, whether you have a heart issue or not, or whether you're bodybuilding or not, is not using a whey protein supplement unless you have some kind of intolerance, which does happen occasionally, or allergy to whey protein. If you do have an allergy or an intolerance, get yourself on some digestive enzymes. See if you could take whey protein after you use your digestive enzymes. If not, get yourself on hemp seed protein powder, which is the next best source of protein. It doesn't have the same building nutrients that whey protein does, but it's still a nice source of amino acids, and it's also easier to tolerate for some folks than whey protein. Okay, let's see. What do we say? Let's talk to Terry. Terry in Texas. What's up, buddy?
Quick question for you. I'm sure you're familiar with this. I guess a condition called dyshidrotic eczema, and I've heard you say skin is always related to things that are going on in your gut. And the manifestation of it is always in my fingertips, and it's very episodic. You know, a lot of times I'll use my hands, and they'll be okay, and then they won't. And other times I won't be using my hands for months and months, and then it'll just blow out. And it's like a, it's almost like a, the skin erupts.
The blisters on the fingertip?
Right. It's very painful. Hello?
Yeah. All right. Should we go back or? Okay. I'm not sure what happened there. Do we have Terry still?
I'm here.
Okay, Terry. I'm not sure what happened. I had a little technical difficulty there. All right. So eczema. I was asking if you had little blisters on the fingertips.
Not under the fingertip. No. The tips themselves blow out and they become almost like raw meat.
Are you doing any work with chemicals? And are you a construction worker or working with chemicals in any way?
No, No, but this was years and years ago. I used to be in the coffee business.
That wouldn't have anything to do with it. The fingertips bear a lot of the brunt of the work of your hands, and their skin tends to be a little bit more sensitive on the tips for some folks. Couple things that I would think about. There is a big link between eczema and the digestive system. So first and foremost, you want to see if you have any kind of digestive symptoms that precede the breakouts on the fingertips. So look for digestive symptoms that precede breakouts on the fingertips. If you notice anything,
what would be a digestive symptom?
Constipation, runny, loose stools, diarrhea, bloating, gas, pain. Okay, all that. That's good. I'm serious. That's good because those are going to be clues for you for foods that you want to avoid. So what you want to do is the next time you have digestive symptoms, you want to see what you ate a couple of hours before, and it will be much easier for you to do this if you eat simple foods, not complicated foods with a lot of parts to them. So instead of a peanut butter sandwich, just have the peanuts. Instead of apple pie, just have the apple. Instead of chicken fettuccine with sauce on it, have just a piece of chicken. In other words, eat just single food foods that have single components so that you can assess what's causing the problem. But if you have a digestive issue in addition to those fingertip problems, that is really, really good news. Because what that tells me is that as soon as you eliminate those digestive problems, the chances are really good that you're going to be able to eliminate that eczema. So number one, look for food triggers. When you have a digestive symptom, write down what you ate a few hours before. If you eat simple foods, it's going to be much easier for you to connect up the symptoms with the specific foods. Mm-hmm. Secondly, take in digestive enzymes and probiotics. Any digestive problems will benefit by a good digestive enzyme supplement like the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity and a good probiotic supplement. I'll be talking about probiotics here in a couple of days. But just to cut to the chase here, you want to take about 80 billion units. Probiotics are measured in billions of units of bacteria. Try to take 80 billion units a day and look for a probiotic supplement that has multiple strains of bacteria. Sometimes probiotic supplements will just have one type of bacteria, two types of bacteria. You want to look for 12 types of bacteria or even 14 or 15 strains of bacteria and see if you can take at least 80 billion units a day. And then thirdly, specifically for the eczema, essential fatty acids are critical for all eczema conditions. In fact, you can actually induce eczema by being deficient in essential fatty acids, even if you don't have a digestive issue. So get yourself on a good digestive enzyme supplement, take your essential fatty acid supplement, and take your essential fatty acids with digestive enzymes. Take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. I would be taking 3 of the Ultimate EFAs 3 times a day, so you're on a total of 9. And if you have any bloating or discomfort, you're going to definitely want to take them with digestive enzymes, but take them with digestive enzymes anyway. 50 milligrams of zinc can be very helpful for eczema. 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Look for zinc picolinate, and that's spelled PICOLINATE. And then last but not least for eczema, some people benefit by the supplement NAC, N-acetylcysteine, 500 milligrams a day. You can even put a little bit of NAC, break open the capsule and put a little bit of the powder in a little ointment and rub it directly on the skin, on the eczema skin, and sometimes that helps. Thanks so much, Terry. Appreciate your call. Sorry if I didn't get to all your calls. You can get back to us tomorrow on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Till next time, folks, we will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again, not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.